Welcome to Scaling Wellness, the podcast that will give you all the tools you need to grow your wellness business and thrive in the online space. I'm your host, Caroline Kopp, Pilates teacher and health coach, turned business mentor for wellness experts, teachers and coaches just like you. This is the podcast where we uncover the strategies, stories and tools to help you to scale your wellness business, build impactful digital products and create the time, money and freedom that you crave. If you're ready to grow your online presence, make a bigger impact with your clients and in the wellness industry, and uncap your revenue, you are in the right place. Let's dive in. Hello, hello. Welcome back to Scaling Wellness podcast. It's great to have you here. I'm Caroline Kopp. Thanks for joining me today. Today is a very topical session because it's a conversation I've been having with a lot of people. Oh my goodness, I'm sorry. I've just pulled my microphone out of its little holder. Sorry about that. I've been having this conversation a lot this week with members of my group, also colleagues in the mastermind that I'm part of. And so the topic today is memberships. And we're talking about wellness memberships and are they still working? Are they still scalable? Will they work for you? And if you have one, what can you do with it? And so if you are somebody who's ever thought, I just need 200 people, just need 200 people and it will be worth it, then this episode is for you. Because memberships as a system, they're not broken, but the way most experts are using them is broken. And the way that we were kind of taught as wellness experts to use memberships has completely changed. So the last 5 years, wellness memberships have taken a massive turn. And so this content from today is based on what I'm seeing with my clients and my own experience. I am not anti-membership, but I am anti-models that are not going to scale for you. And I want all of the members that work with me to have the quickest results and to have the biggest amount of impact and to be able to create something that's going to truly change their lives. And at the moment, the memberships that I'm seeing are not really doing that for people. So let me explain a little bit more about that. So as some of you will know, I have a membership. It's a wellness membership, a Pilates membership. I don't sell it anymore. It doesn't scale. It isn't scaling. It's not really changed in the last 3 or 4 years. But at one point, it got up to about 400 plus members, which was great. And that was based on a pretty small audience. And it was, you know, reasonably straightforward. Once I'd kind of nailed down the messaging and the niching, it was reasonably straightforward to get there. But what I did find to get to that point was that it did require some serious strategy. And what I think most people expect to happen when they create a membership, because a lot of us did it during the pandemic years, I think most people expect to be able to create a video content library that they can sell for, you know, anything to around, you know, 15, 20, 25 pounds a month, something like that. And they think that if they can just grow their social media audience, they will grow their membership. And at that price point, they are assuming that it's a bit of a no-brainer for their customers. That, you know, why wouldn't they join? It's only, and I've spoken to someone this week, £7 a month. Why wouldn't they join? Now, the danger of a membership set up like this is that you might be looking around at other memberships that exist in the marketplace that are similar to this, that are essentially video content. But what they tend to have is a huge following attached to them, a huge audience. And what I'm finding is that the people in my world who set up memberships and want memberships typically are relying on that social media content to drive the growth of the membership. But in the same breath, they're telling me how much they hate social media. They're not getting traction. They've often got audiences of under, you know, definitely under 10,000, but maybe in some cases even under 1,000. And they're expecting that membership to grow via that route that they clearly don't actually even enjoy. Now, what I can tell you about growing my membership is that it didn't come from social media content. It didn't come from me posting 5 days a week. It came from me having strategy around when the doors were open, when the doors were closed, what bonuses I was creating, what pathways I was offering inside the membership. It came from niching pretty hard. It came from spending money on ads. It came from really working hard on my retention, making sure I wasn't churning and losing my audience even, you know, quicker than I was gaining them. So it came from a selection of strategies that worked really, really well, but it wasn't passive. And I think when we set up memberships, often the people that set them up want this kind of, if I can just get to 200 members and that's passive income each month, then I'll be happy. But as you're probably finding, if you're listening to this episode, building that audience and getting to that number is actually really challenging, especially when you are so cheap. Because every client isn't worth very much to you unless they stay for a significant amount of time, which really reduces the amount that you can spend on acquiring that client via any kind of advertising or marketing spend. They're not staying, so they're not coming in and seeing the value that you see. You know it's valuable, and you know if they do it, it will help them. But they're coming in and they're just seeing a selection of videos that basically is the same as YouTube. They still need to search, they still need to make decisions, they still need to roll out their mat each morning, they still need to find that motivation. There's nothing really about the £7 a month or the £15 a month that is compelling enough to make them actually do it, and so they leave. And so this is what I'm seeing a lot of in memberships. Great content, you know, you guys are experts, you know what you're doing, you know the stuff that you're creating, the, you know, the cues, the direction, the creativities, the flows. You know they're good, you know they're fun, you know people will get benefits from them, but people aren't doing them, and their price point isn't compelling them to do it, and then they are still leaving. So this is what I'm seeing. So let's talk a little bit about why some memberships do work, where they work, how I'm seeing them working really well. Because I want to balance this out, because I don't want you to feel like your membership has no legs to it, because it definitely does. You've spent a lot of time creating something beautiful, working on all of those elements of branding and photography and videos and editing, and it looks great. And so there is some value there, but we need to figure out how to monetize it. So the first thing that I see working really well is when you have a large audience, it works well. Because if you have a large audience, essentially what you're doing is, if we look at a marketing strategy of the funnel system, your audience is creating that top of funnel numbers. And we need volume. We need, with a membership, it's a volume game. So we need to have high numbers of people coming into our funnel. And so your free content, your social media, your YouTube strategies, your all of that free stuff that you're putting out, that's your top of funnel. And if you have a big audience already in place, that funnel is always going to be filling up. And so that can work really, really well. So if you've got a large audience, I would say a membership absolutely could work for you. Now, the second thing you need is you need really strong brand and authority. You need to be known in your space for a membership to work. You need to be known, respected, admired. And so you need to be getting yourself out there as an authority in this space. You need to be appearing on podcasts, delivering on workshops, appearing at events, turning up and being the brand authority. And that means having those brand moments. It means getting the PR. It means being featured in the magazines. Now, these things won't necessarily get you clients, but they will absolutely build your authority in the space. And that in turn is what warms people up. So when you've got this big audience, suddenly you're appearing in Marie Claire or you're on Dr. Chatterjee's podcast. That's an extreme example. It doesn't have to be that big. But suddenly that authority piece moves people through the funnel. It helps people to feel trust and excitement about working with you, which if they're just kind of watching you on Instagram, they're probably not feeling. So that strong brand authority PR element is really, really important if you want to grow your membership. It won't necessarily relate to actual sales, but it will absolutely warm people up. And we need warm customers with membership. Well, with any sales, we need people to go from being cold to warm, and we need to have a process for warming them up. And that's what we do with brand and authority. The second thing, or the third thing even, that you need is a strong, proven acquisition system. Now, this might look like buying an audience. It might look like paying for ads. It might look like paying for press. But you're buying leads. So typically that's going to look like Meta ads or Google ads or YouTube ads, all working really, really well. So that's the first way of acquiring your customers. The second way is borrowing an audience. Now that might look like partnerships. It might look like collaborations. It might look like going out and finding other people in your world that have audiences that fit with you, that you can kind of cross-pollinate with. So they get a benefit, you get a benefit, and you bring people into your world. So partnerships, collaborations, they're great ways of borrowing other people's audiences. And the final way of building your acquisition system would be to build it. This is by far the slowest way. So this looks like, you know, filling up your CRM system. It looks like growing your social media following. So you can buy your audience, you can borrow your audience, or you can build your audience. But you've got to have one, at least one of those. In an ideal world, we'd be looking at all three, but certainly one, ideally two, of those acquisition systems in place, and they need to be working consistently and effectively and predictably, because we need to be bringing leads into your world every single month. And when you need high volume, you need a high volume of leads coming into that funnel. And then the final thing about how to make your membership work is to have a really strong retention strategy. So really be looking at how you're going to make sure that you keep people in your world. How can you keep them month after month after month? Because a client, when they're paying £7 a month, only becomes valuable after they've been with you about a year or at least a year. Up until that point, they're probably still quite expensive, particularly if you are paying for your ads. Your cost of that client acquisition is going to be it's going to be an expense. And so we need to make sure that our clients are staying long enough to cover that expense. So memberships really and truly are a volume game. And so the faster you can be growing that volume, the quicker you will grow in the membership. Now, while we're talking about memberships, it would be remiss of me not to talk about pricing. I know that you feel selling something at a lower price is going to be easier than selling it at a high price. And I know you feel that because I felt that. Because I thought I have to be lining myself up against the real life experience, you know, the local class. But what you're selling in the online space, as soon as you move away from talking about content and you start talking about transformation, your price can add a zero. And I'm serious. If you're charging £15 a month, there's no reason why we cannot create a £1,500 product for you that you only need to sell to one client at a time. So remember, low price does not make this easier to sell. It makes it much harder for you to sustain it. So I want you to think about, even if you are continuing with the membership, I'd love you to think about what is your signature process within that membership. Because the quicker you get to a process for people and you guide people along a pathway and you give them step-by-step moves towards a transformation, suddenly you get more committed people who are joining for a reason. They're not just joining for more stuff to do, they're joining for a complete and thorough outcome. And so that increases their commitment, it increases your retention, it lowers your churn, and it makes selling much, much easier. And so if you are sticking at that low price, make the value high. Make sure you are really speaking to the outcome and not just speaking to the stuff. And so let's move on. And I would love to share with you some ideas of things that you can do in your membership to make this move forwards for you. So to be completely transparent, memberships are not something that I typically encourage my clients to do. because of all the reasons I've talked about so far. They are low cost, you need a high volume of people, they are hard to entice people into, they're even harder to keep people inside. And once you have outgrown your warm audience, and this may be well something you're finding, once you've sold it to all of your clients, your friends, your family, your neighbours, your ex-colleagues, your school mums, all of those people, once you have exhausted your warm audience, you will find scaling your membership is really challenging. And I know it feels like it, you just need to get to this number, but actually getting to that number is really, really hard. And maintaining it is even harder. And so it's not something I recommend for my clients. But if you are committed to it, I want to be able to help you where you are right now. So these are the things that I would do today. So first of all, you've got to get clear on who your membership is for. Who are you helping? What is your niche? What is the pain points of that person? What outcomes can they get from working with you? What is the specific transformation that they will get when they work with you? And this creates a much higher value offer. It means it will be easier to sell. It will be faster for people to get results, faster to build authority. You will be able to clearly articulate to people exactly what they're going to get when they join, in which case it makes it a much easier thing to sell. I would also be absolutely looking at that entrance pathway. What happens to your clients when they join? Do they just sign up and then they never hear from you? They just get access to all your stuff? Or do you have a process that you take people through? Now, the biggest way to ensure that your membership makes you money is to retain your clients. If you are spending time, effort, energy, and money on acquiring these customers, then you've got to keep them. At £7 a month, £10 a month, £15 a month, you've got to be retaining those clients. Your churn has to be really, really low. My churn, to give you an idea, is pretty much zero. I don't think anyone has left the membership in the last 12 to 18 months. So you really want to be making sure that you keep those clients and that they're renewing time after time. And so you want to be talking about that pathway. What are you going to do for people when they get there? And what is that initial entrance way looking like for them? Do they know where to go? Do they know what they should do next? Do they know how to contact you? Do they know what the best option for them is? Can you create a welcome sequence or pathway for your members so that they feel immediately held and supported, so that you can help them to move through the membership and get the results that they want? I would also personally, if I had a membership, and this is what I encourage a lot of my clients to do, and actually I feel like this is probably my number one tip. So if you do nothing else, consider this. The fastest way in 2026 to grow a wellness membership is to create a front end offer. So you have a separate program or course or one-to-one system. It can be delivered in any way you like, but it is going to be for a set period of time and it walks people through a beginning to end transformation. Once they have completed that transformation, then they are going to be very compelled to move into your membership for ongoing support, ongoing consistency, and maintaining the results that they've just got with you. So my number one tip, if you listen to nothing else during this process or this episode, is this: create a front-end offer. Create something that is specific and niched and tailored. Because I know that when you've had a membership for a while, it might not be niched and you might be worried about niching it because you don't want to offend your clients or upset the people that are already inside. So we niche something else. We niche a front-end product and then we move them into the membership for consistency and support. So I hope that that has been a useful episode. Memberships, just to come back to this, they don't fail because they're a bad model. They fail because they're the wrong starting point for most wellness experts. In most cases, you don't have a big enough audience and you don't have a compelling enough reason for people to join. But if we can create those things first and then add a membership, tag a membership onto something else, then it works really, really well. And so if you would like to know any more about that or you have any questions, please feel free to reach out to me, ask me any questions. I would love to work with you, hear from you, support you in any way I can. But if you have a membership and you're struggling with growing that membership, then consider the option of adding a program onto the front end, because it will just give you a way of niching and standing out in a crowded market without having to actually niche your membership or change anything that already exists. It's been lovely to spend 20 minutes with you again this week. Thank you so much for being here. Any questions, let me know, and I will see you again next time. Thanks for tuning in to Scaling Wellness. If you found today's episode valuable, I'd love to hear from you. Connect with me over on Instagram at Caroline Kopp and drop me a DM and let me know what your biggest takeaway was. Or if you know a friend or colleague in wellness who would find this podcast useful, I'd love you to share this episode with them, or maybe tag it in your socials. It might be just what they need to hear today as well. And finally, if you are enjoying the podcast, don't forget, please rate and review. It helps more wellness professionals like you to discover the show and ultimately allows us as a community to grow the wellness message and help more people. So until next time, remember, the problem you solve for your clients still exists. So keep sharing your wellness message.